CCTA wake-up call for April 8th and 9th, 2023. CCTA wake-up call for April 8th and 9th, 2023.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake-up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I'd like to welcome you to the show and thank you for tuning in again. I think we got a really good one for you today because we have a special guest that I always love to have on the show because she just adds so much to it. And our guest for today is Paloma Capanna. Paloma is an attorney. She's been working with some cases in the state of New York, having to do with gun issues and Second Amendment rights. And she's been on the show before talking about that, and she's back with us today. So welcome, Paloma Capanna.
Oh, thanks so much, Rick. It's great to speak with you again. I am counsel for the plaintiffs in the case of Gazzola versus Hochul. And in case y'all in North Carolina are not familiar with that name, Hochul is New York State Governor Kathy Hochul. She got herself in a bad way, would be a polite way of putting it, last summer. Got herself all worked up over the Dobbs decision and over NYSERPA versus Bruin. NYSERPA versus Bruin, of course, is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Kevin Bruin, then superintendent of the New York State Police. And it really was the most important third case, Heller, McDonald, NYSERPA versus Bruin, to articulate that our Second Amendment is a fundamental first-class right, and that no state, even through the 14th Amendment, may infringe upon our Second Amendment rights. Well, that is exactly what Governor Hochul did last summer. She walked the New York State Legislature through what's called an extraordinary session in the middle of night, handing off legislation that she wanted them to pass. They passed. So New York is the antithesis, if you will, of our current North Carolina legislature. Up north, there is a super Democratic majority. And I am here to tell you that you do not want North Carolina going in the way that it is in New York.
I don't know if you are aware of it or not, but yesterday, one of the Democratic representatives switched to Republican, which now gives North Carolina a supermajority in the House.
Yes, I am aware, and that is why I say, as someone who was a New Yorker for many years, we are so proud to be living in North Carolina, where the Second Amendment is well protected, along with many other of our civil rights.
Yeah, I'm thankful, too. I was born and raised here and never left, and I don't intend to.
Yes, yes. So part of what we're doing with Gazzola versus Hochul is we have been fighting hard since November to try to get what's called a preliminary injunction to stop the New York State Police from enforcing, in my case, 31 separate statutes and provisions, many of which are either a misdemeanor A or a felony E. And these laws were passed to target licensed dealers in firearms to put them out of business. As of Monday of this week, we are fully submitted to the United States Supreme Court on a Rule 11 petition seeking this emergency preliminary relief. And we are conferenced to be in chambers with the 9 Supreme Court justices on Friday, April 21. We will get the results of that conference Monday morning, April 24 at 9:30 when that gets published. This is one of the most secret, most thrilling, most, I don't know what to do with myself, you know, steps in the SCOTUS process. So We only need 4 judges to say yes to grant us cert and take up the issue. You don't need 5. You don't need a majority. So, I tell you, I am offering up prayers for the clarity of the justices, most particularly, of course, Justice Thomas, Justice Alito. I am a fan of Justice Roberts most days of the week. I'm hoping Amy Coney Barrett thinks this is one of the most interesting cases she's never heard of before. It's not an easy case, Rick, and that is, I think, what has dogged us the whole way is for the history of the Second Amendment, and particularly since 1968, since the Gun Control Act really started licensing dealers, we have not had this kind of a problem. But one of the statutes, for example, that we are fighting is that the governor of New York wants copies of dealers' A and D books. Those are the books of acquisition and disposition. And the state admitted it is because she wants to create the first ever in the history of this country gun owners registry.
Yep. Well, we certainly are praying along with you and hoping that you're successful in preventing that from happening.
Well, thank you. It's Gazzola versus Hochul. I do have a website, 2AM Patriot, if anyone wants to follow along or check there for the updates. The case name is GAZZOLA, lead plaintiff Nadine Gazzola of Zero Tolerance Manufacturing. I could not be more proud and inspired by my clients. I have 8 small business owners. 4 of them have been dealers in firearms more than 50 years. So they have been doing this straight the way along since the 60s. No one's ever seen or heard of such a thing. So we must all be very vigilant to watch bills getting numbered in our legislature, even here in North Carolina, even here.
Absolutely.
Because if we see a bill that looks anything like this, we must lay that down immediately.
I agree. Fortunately, we have here our Freedom Caucus is working very hard on trying to pass positive gun legislation. We just got rid of having to have a pistol permit. That's gone now. And we're working towards constitutional carry. And things are looking pretty promising. So we'll hope that continues in that direction.
They are. And it does take every one of us, because I will tell you that just a few short years ago, while we were still living in New York, so as recently as 2017, the Republicans held the majority in the New York State Senate, and there was balance.
Yep.
It can slip away in the blink of an eye.
Right.
So we must be vigilant. And what I worry about, for example, when President Trump was in office, or now that we have this wonderful supermajority here in the North Carolina legislature, please do not think y'all can go on vacation.
Right.
Please do not.
Right.
The Democrats are always at work.
Always.
Progressive and negative forces are always at work, and they only get more jealous and more sneaky when they think that they have a target they need to go after. So everyone needs to learn how to bill watch. Everyone needs to be registered to vote. Everyone needs to vote in every election, primary, and even school board budget.
Absolutely. And, you know, every time there's one of these tragic school shootings, of course, that's used as a tool to try to pass their gun legislation and do their gun grab. But let me give you an example. This most recent one, where the young person went into the school and started shooting, and it took 14 minutes, I believe, before police were on the scene. I don't understand why these people that want to pass legislation to take guns away don't understand that criminals are always going to have access to guns because they don't follow the law. Committing murder is against the law. So another law saying you can't have a gun isn't going to stop that. They're not going to abide by that law either. So, gun legislation taking our guns away is ludicrous, because it's not going to solve the problem. But what would solve the problem, if there'd have been one armed individual in that school that day that could have taken mm-hmm. that shooter out before they got 14 minutes into the building and shot all the people they did shoot. That is what will take care of the problem. And it also will act as a deterrent because they don't target places that they know you're allowed mm-hmm. to carry. They don't target those places.
And the trend right now nationally for a state like New York, New Jersey, Montana, fortunately is the other end of that spectrum, but you get one state over into Oregon, right?
Yep.
The trend right now is for something called Concealed Carry Improvement Acts. You got to love that marketing. And CCIA contains provisions called sensitive places.
Right.
Where they are restricting the carrying of firearms. At oral arguments March 20 in New York City, I was there on Gazzola with four other CCIA cases. And in one of those cases, Spencer versus Negrelli, a very talented woman, Erin Murphy, argued for the plaintiffs. The state of New York stood up and said, well, Your Honor, how we arrived at that list of sensitive places is we made a list of where the most shootings occurred. And because churches were at the top of that list, we've outlawed concealed carry at the churches to keep them safe. This is the argument of the attorney for the state of New York.
Right.
And I would tell you, I'm glad it was Miss Murphy arguing that case, not me, because I would not have been so graceful. And she stood up and she's delivering her oral argument. She turns to one of the judges and she says, well, Your Honor, concerning the state's argument as to why they've outlawed firearms in churches, and there's this big dramatic pause. She said, I have no words. And she just stood there because what else can you say when someone is so confused in their perspective to think that identifying by law all these places now that you can go beyond even a school and face groups of people who are supposed to be unarmed.
Right.
Why would you expand the impact zone? Why would you not instead be trying a different approach, including our natural right of self-defense?
Especially when churches, when Christians in general, are now a target.
Yes.
Okay. Why would you make them a bigger target? And let's look at another example. You had a church, a gentleman came in during service. He stood up with a shotgun and started shooting people. One trained former officer took a shot from the back of the church. One single shot to the head took that shooter out. If it hadn't been for that, God only knows how many other people would have died that day.
The rest of the congregation. Yep. In terms of the example that you are speaking of, there is official reports, there was a lawsuit, et cetera, and I have actually followed that case very closely because my specialty is federal firearms compliance law. And so as soon as that had happened, I had actually been at the Second Circuit in New York City approximately 2 days later doing arguments and on a different case. But the judges all wanted to know, what happened there, Ms. Capanna? What happened? I said, well, Your Honor, I'm going to, you know, have to defer. It's not my case. And we'll wait for the report to come out. But I believe we're going to find that there was a missing record. And that is what turned out to be the official issue. The gentleman was dishonorably discharged. The record had not been entered into the NICS. He thus was able to purchase firearms at a dealer who got a proceed from the ATF.
Right.
If I kick over to Governor Hochul again for just one moment, this is a governor who has resurrected the Dixie Democrats. If you can believe this, she is standing at the podium and she sounds like Governor Fabus from Arkansas, from the 1950s. She's saying, well, states' rights rules, we do not have to follow the United States Supreme Court. I will not submit New York State records to the NICS. How that works out is that means you could commit an aggravated, serious bodily harm felony in the state of New York, even using a firearm. Serve your time, get out, go to another state like Montana, Oklahoma. Go to your FFL, you will pass a NICS background check. How does that contribute to public safety?
It doesn't. And, you know, that's all by design. Well, Paloma, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, our guest today is Paloma Capanna, and as you heard in the previous segment, her specialty is federal firearms legislation and laws. And Paloma, go ahead and continue your story with the case that's going on in New York.
Sure. One of the things that we're looking at in New York is also this question of historical antecedents. And part of what I just love about being in the South is we talk so much more about history than up north. So when I get a case like Nyserpa versus Bruin, where Justice Thomas says, hey, tell me what the history is of this topic. And we can come back with, well, Your Honor, this new law in the state of New York that you must have a license in order to purchase or sell a semi-automatic rifle. There is no historic antecedent. In fact, in this case, Gazzola versus Hochul, the state of New York offered four old statutes, national and New York, that right at the beginning said young men aged 16 to 18 had to show up with their personal firearms, a firelock or a musket, and a particular amount of ammunition that they owned and possessed. There was no license.
Right.
For those firearms back in the day.
Right.
So how, state of New York, are you then justifying this new law in light of the federal case of Nyserpa versus Bruin and in terms of the history?
Well, there is no
firearms
justification.
Ownership.
There is no justification. I mean, as simple as it can possibly be is the Second Amendment. Thou
yes.
shalt not infringe. I mean,
it's a pretty simple language, right? Plain English.
I mean, even I understand that.
Even Baron de Montesquieu, who I quoted in one of my papers, even a Frenchman from abroad,
yep.
looking at this great, daring American experiment, was in awe of the independence we sought to protect. So here we go from 1791 to 2022, when I filed Gazzola versus Hochul, and my big announcement to the United States Supreme Court is, listen, y'all, there's still one more word. There's still one more word for you to interpret, and that is the word to keep. So the phrase is to keep and bear arms, and over the centuries, the word bear is the one everybody has interpreted. Everybody has covered. We've got decisions. We've got statutes. We've got statutes in the territories before they were even a state incorporated into the country. Do you know that the word to keep, and I have spent now 7 months, crazy number of hours a week. This is my only case. This is the only thing I'm working on. The word to keep has only twice been interpreted. In 1871, in the decision Andrews versus State out of Tennessee, thank you, judges, and a memorandum from the United States Department of Justice attorneys in 2004 to President Bush. To keep is the least looked into or at word in the Bill of Rights. And my essential argument is this: what good is to bear without to keep? Because if all you can do is to bear, you are Ukraine. You are standing on the corner with a Russian invasion waiting for a crate of old Kalashnikovs to be dropped off the back of a government truck.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You have to have to keep. So for the first time ever, if you can believe that statistically, but here we are in 2023, heading into a United States Supreme Court case conference, April 21, the word to keep is finally on the table. It thrills me intellectually. It terrifies me as an American, because what it tells me is that we are down to the last word. Our civil rights are so infringed globally at this time as to require the word to keep to be activated.
Well,
think about that.
It's frightening. It's frightening.
Yes.
And
yes.
Our founding fathers, the authors of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they put a great deal of thought into the words that they used. And they were highly educated. They didn't go through public school systems like we have today. A lot of them were self-educated. A lot of them, their main textbook was the Holy Bible. And they understood God's law above all. And then they use that to implement our law through the Constitution. And the Constitution was meant to protect our rights, not to take away our rights. God gave us the rights. The Constitution doesn't even give us the rights. It's there to protect those rights, to ensure that we don't lose those rights. And somehow, over all these decades, we've had all these highly educated individuals come out of these universities and reinterpret the Constitution and try to make us believe it's a living document that changes with the times, and it does not.
Because truth is universal, Rick. And so I stood in front of one of the judges saying, time has folded. For me, Paloma Capana, to be standing here at this podium in Manhattan in 2023, talking to you about the word to keep, we have gone from 1791 to today. And what is good for the public interest, part of the legal standard I had to meet, what is good for the public interest today is no different than it was in 1791. Stability, independence, liberty, right?
Right.
Those are the enduring universal truths. Now, I did, and you might appreciate this, Rick, actually have my ATF Federal Firearms Regulation Reference Guide. In the industry, we call this the White Book. And I did actually hold it up and held it in front of my chest and said, for today, this is my Bible. Now, just picture that I'm standing in Manhattan in front of three judges, and I put a big smile on my face because that was my sense of humor.
Right.
They didn't get it. They didn't get it. They didn't get it. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a really long oral argument.
Yeah.
Wow. No sense of humor here at all. But yes, you know, to your point, the words in the Bill of Rights, which did not even happen coterminous with the Constitution, right?
Right.
Are designed to define the limits of government, not to define, do we have rights? We have the rights. We have the rights. We own those rights. We possess those rights. They come with our soul in this country. We are more free still, even with all this crazy infringement, than most of the world. But we cannot continue to be that shining star if we do not stand up and make our voices heard for those freedoms.
You're
World War II generation is passing. It is our turn. That is what it means, living document. It means the living continues to defend the document. Not that the document simply twists and turns in the wind.
Right.
It means we have to step up. We adult people, right? We have to step up and make sure it's there for the children and the grandchildren in eight generations from now.
Not just the adults. The Gen Zers that are coming up now, they need to really pay attention. And I think a lot of them are really, because the ones I've been talking to and seeing mm-hmm. on conservative talk shows and things like that, they're mm-hmm. starting to get it. They're starting yes. to understand that, wait a minute, we've been lied to. We've been deceived.
Yes.
And one statistic I heard that was really encouraging to me is that a lot of them today rather be like their grandparents than their parents. Mm-hmm. And that tells mm-hmm. me they're looking back at the way things used to be, and they want to go back to the way things used to be before all this crazy wokeism came in and started corrupting our system. Because I understand, we were once that shining light on the hill. We were
yes.
once the greatest country on this planet. And we were responsible for bringing a lot of these other third world countries out of their primitive environment and bringing them into the modern age and mm-hmm. helping them with medicine, with food, with technology, with all the things that they have today. They didn't get all that on their own. We stepped up to the plate. We've poured billions, trillions of dollars into these other mm-hmm. countries, trying to make them have a better life than what they had before. And mm-hmm. giving them freedom, introducing democracy into their countries, saying, hey, you know, you don't have to serve under a dictatorship. You can come out from under it and be self-ruling. We've set the example, but somehow this last generation has totally turned it around.
And it's sad to hear some of those narratives. I mean, it really touches my heart. It makes me even more motivated to do the work that I do in the courtroom, because the truth of their, if you will, childhood into teenage years has been so different than me going to high school in the 80s.
Right.
You know, my senior year in high school, my public school teachers were so wonderful that I had special tutorials where I had like one whole year. The only thing I did in one of my class slots was the study of works previously banned, now on library shelves. And so the piece for me that has been missing is people thinking for themselves.
Yep. Yep. And you know, the library books and things like that and the things that have mm-hmm. been banned, they are trying to erase or change our history. And
yes.
some of these young folks, if they'll just go back and look at old publications, old newspapers, old magazines, they can see what America used to look like, even mm-hmm. down to the youth, the people. They were physically in good shape and condition. They were physically active in sports and outdoor activities.
Responsible to help at home.
Right. They grew up under systems like the Boy Scouts, which said, I will be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, brave, clean, and honest. Those were morals and values that were instilled in the youth.
And growing up on farms that passed down from generation to generation, where we respected the people who brought the food to our table.
Absolutely. And standing up in the classroom and pledging allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and understanding and knowing what that meant, and support of the military and the troops that gave all.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen to that. Every time we pass Cherry Point on our way back and forth of New Bern, we say prayer out loud for the men and women in uniform.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's about being part of something bigger.
Yes.
Opposed to this whole, like, me and I need and I want and where's my check. And, you know, it's about being part of a whole community.
Right.
It's about my neighbor next door is getting a little older. Oh, Bob would be upset with me if you heard me say that on your show. But what about respect for my neighbor next door?
Right.
So just ring the doorbell and say, hey, how are y'all doing? I didn't see you in a couple days. I just made some brownies.
Right.
Would you like some? Oh, you should see his eyes light up.
Look, so, back when
that's what it's about.
Back when my kids were coming up, they would go and offer to cut the grass for elderly people in the neighborhood, you know?
Yes.
And they didn't want any pay for it because they realized these people aren't able to do it, and I am. So, you know, they would do it.
There is honor in respecting our elders, in respecting the members of our military. There is honor in spending the day at church, trimming the shrubs, 100 degrees of heat, and you're not doing it because you're going to have extra free chits when you get to St. Peter, right? You're doing
Absolutely.
It because it's the right thing to do.
Well, those values were instilled into youth back then, and it all, you know, it came about because you had a tight family unit, and, the reason you don't have those tight family units now is because the government saw it as a threat. And they came in and they said, we need to divide this. We need to, you know, make it more beneficial, more economically beneficial to people not to have a daddy in the home. You know
and
what I'm
also
saying?
I pull it a little more to the individual level because as someone in my 50s, I'm the generation that first hit a higher than 50% of marriage divorce rate. We were told you don't have to work through your problems. You
right.
can walk away.
Yes.
You can walk away when you disagree.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter how small or trivial. Perhaps the person leaves a toothpaste blob in the sink. Well, that's enough. It's a no-fault divorce. You don't have to put up with that.
Yep.
Well, I have news for you. Life is all about working through problems.
Yes, it is. And on that point, my wife and I are in our 70s. We're coming up on 52 years of marriage.
Oh, congratulations.
We just 3 weeks ago lost our oldest son. He was 51. So life has its ups and downs. And I don't know how people that don't have that bond with their spouse or that bond with their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because that's the only thing that's getting us through this time right now.
Yes.
I don't see how they get from day to day. And I guess maybe some of them don't. That's why the suicide rates are so high now. But,
you know, as somebody who thought I had a spouse for a long time, and we parted amicably, but, you know, you're friends with somebody for years, then you're married to them for years, and, you know, then somebody sort of walks through the door and says, I don't think I love you anymore. It's a little bit of a surprise. PBS NewsHour was on at the time, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and in my case, fortunately, I got to the man I need to and should be with, and he went through a little flip of his own, you know, that brought us together so that we came together at the perfect time to really grow into the level of civil rights activism that we are able to express.
Right.
And we're both deeply religious. And I think for both of us, our answer is yes, you have to, at a certain point in your life, simply surrender that God is going to get you through.
Yes,
and that if
absolutely.
If you will lean back into Him, the waters will carry you forward even on a day that you swear you are just going to sit down and cry a river of tears and drown.
All right. Well, I want to make it clear, I'm not saying that there aren't marriages that have irreconcilable differences. There are violence in mm-hmm. some marriages. There's, you know, a mm-hmm. lot of abuse, things like that. And
yes.
But using the excuse of things are just hard, that's not a
that's more my point.
Right.
That was more my point is
you don't give up on the hard stuff.
Right. And did my generation figure that out? I think we have, but I'm not sure in our 30s. You know, 20 years ago when you're first hearing all the, you know, well, you don't have to put up with that. He's not good enough for you or she's not being very nice. You know, I'm not sure that there wasn't a certain percentage of divorces that with a little bit, if you will, of different societal context would have had a different outcome. And so it's back to that point of listening to the Gen Zers starting to be of an age to articulate their narrative. I just want us to be sure that we are as there for them as we can, because we have things to figure out. Every generation does, but we have to pull together.
Right, absolutely.
Or we are just facing a crisis of leadership at the national level at this time. That's a good summary, polite phrase for
yes.
it.
Yes.
And so we've got to start at our individual level, our town, community, county. We're going to have to start rebuilding from the ground up. It's simply going to be hard work for a few years, but we will get there again. We're Americans. We know how to do this.
Right. Absolutely. And one of the best things we can do, you know, the Bible teaches us that you'll be known by your fruits. And just remember, these young people are watching. And they see how you act. They hear what you say mm-hmm. and see that mm-hmm. your actions don't match up with what you're saying. And, mm-hmm. You know, they can see through all that stuff. So just be true to yourself and be true to God and be the example that's going to cause this next generation to model themselves after you. And that's the best I can say about that. Let's take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking to Paloma Capanna, and we've been, Paloma said during the break, we've been solving the world's problems. And I certainly hope we've been chipping away at them anyway. But Paloma, thank you for filling us in on what's going on with those cases in New York. But I would be negligent if I didn't mention that there are some other cases now going on in New York. Let us know what you know about that.
Well, I grew up in North Jersey in the 80s at a time when Donald Trump was referred to as the Donald. So for me, he is, you know, yes, for sure, Mr. President. However, you know, there's a real sort of fondness for me of such an outspoken man. His personality has not bothered me. Now, maybe it's just a North Jersey thing. You know, I was just there again recently, and I slid straight back into my New Jersey accent, you know, with a few words peppered in, like y'all.
Y'all.
But
bless your heart.
And yes.
Bless your heart.
I haven't started saying bless your heart yet because, Rick, there are so many intonations of that with so many different meanings. I have not quite mastered all of that yet. But I think what's tricky, I'm simply going to refer to all the commentators of attorneys who are professed Democrats and progressives who are quote-unquote experts on shows like CNN and MSNBC. And when referring to this district attorney indictment, say, what a disappointment, what a disaster, what does it even mean? You're charging a crime that you're not even revealing. Your primary witness is a woman whose defamation case against Mr. Trump was dismissed already by a court. And then 2 days ago, they order her to pay his attorney's fees.
Yes.
As a litigation attorney myself, let me translate what that really means. Courts almost never award attorney's fees. I can have the most meritorious victory, and the judge will simply say, look, Ms. Capanna, you got your victory. Can you just please ask your client to wrap it up and be satisfied with that? I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that. That's pretty much the standard. So the fact that attorney's fees were awarded is a huge statement by the court. Second, attorney's fees awarded in favor of a moneyed person never happens.
Yep. So it's kind of like definitely saying there absolutely was no there.
Yes. And I think the media is not quite explaining that, if you will, to the general public.
I'm
but
not
the
surprised.
Judge could not be saying any more strongly than he is, Stormy Daniels has no case. It's really that simple. So what does one do? I think it is commendable that there has not been any civil disobedience, which we know the left wanted to come out of this.
And had the roles been reversed, there would have been.
Yes. Right. They didn't get their photo op that they were looking for of him in handcuffs.
Right. No mugshot.
Him in a mugshot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm far from the only person to say that, but the theater of the absurd was not satisfied. And I suspect that this will simply end up going the way of all things. Are there other cases out there? I can't comment. There's always people making insinuations that he will spend time in jail. You know, I'm an attorney. Just you got to bring me the piece of paper, because until and unless someone actually puts their name on it, like this district attorney puts the name on it and you can actually look at it, you can't evaluate a case just based on insinuations. I do feel a sense of sympathy that not only Mr. Trump, but any number of other individuals in the past 3 to 5 years just are getting dogged by the rumor mill, by the press. When I walked out of the courtroom in Manhattan, just FYI, as we came down the steps of the beautiful Thurgood Marshall courthouse, there was a swarm of media. And that was on the Monday, March 20. Everybody thought he was originally going to be indicted on March 21st, the Tuesday. And they were already setting up camp. There were reporters everywhere, vans, big, huge antennas. It was already a circus.
Right.
I have not actually seen such a thing. And I've gone in and out of the city for years. So, it, you know, the way New York functions is to me fairly normal as an abnormal. But, it, you know, even for me to be seeing that 24 hours of the tentative date just brought to me a measure of sympathy. Who can put up with this gracefully? Who can manage to walk through this bed of hot coals? But he pulled it off. I must say, I thought he comported himself well.
Right.
And that has to speak to the ultimate truth in the matter.
Well, let's look at it this way, too. I don't have actual numbers, but over the last 5 to 6 years, how many attempts has there been to convict this man of something, anything?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's come through every one of them with no convictions.
Yes. And when you put that in the context of the work I did immediately prior to starting the work on Guzzola versus Hochul, I spent about 2 years working on nothing but the January 6th prosecutions. It's the same thing. You look at these felony charges for a person with no criminal history whatsoever. They did not enter the building. They stood upon the lawn outside, turned around and left.
Yep. And then you look at the other side where there were no arrests or convictions for setting fire to police stations, burning down buildings, lighting fires to grocery stores where the owners lived upstairs over those stores.
Yes.
No charges.
Even for two New York lawyers who literally not only threw Molotov cocktails into, albeit, Your Honor, that the vehicle was empty at the time, a police vehicle, and then was showing other people how to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, the sympathy turnout for those two young people. Oh, they didn't mean it, Your Honor. They shouldn't have to serve time, Your Honor. Oh, they're from very prestigious private high schools, Your Honor. I mean, it was just mind-bending to me to look at that. So we've got some odd prosecution standards at this time, including other district attorneys who literally run for office saying, we're not going to prosecute, and they get elected.
Well, we've allowed our justice system to be turned into an injustice system, and we've got to change that back.
Yes. Yes, you either participate in the societal compact or you don't. And if you don't, we cannot allow you to disrupt the rest of us who are doing the hard work. It's not easy work to stay on the straight and narrow. Absolutely. You look at Michael Milken. Everybody has a price, right? That's the cliche, Rick.
Right.
When Michael Milken got arrested, I actually looked at the TV set and I thought to myself, $900 million. I thought, for $900 million, I might try something too. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that my number is so high that it isn't ever going to happen, right? But it's not as if there aren't opportunities to commit crimes all over the place, especially when you're an attorney and you look at the statute and you're like, oh, you know, you could do it 15 ways and not be charged, right? But the point is you honor the people around you by being honest.
Yes.
When you pay your taxes, you are contributing to the defense of this nation. You are contributing to bridges and highways. And our beautiful Morehead City International Port, right? So it's just, it's a very strange state of affairs at the moment.
Right.
And I hope this is one of those short fads like a teenager, you know, that like 2 or 3 years of this and we're going to be done.
Right.
And here's my prediction on how I know we're going to be pulling through this. Red.
Yes.
Red cars. I am convinced we are just going to kill it in the 2024 elections. Look at all the red cars showing up on the road. So I think confidence is coming back to America.
Yes. Well, let me frame it this way for our listeners. We're talking about reversing this trend, getting rid of this wokeism and our injustice and all that stuff. The people that are causing this, they're bullies. They're bullies.
Yes.
And what happens to a bully when somebody stands up to him?
He goes looking for another victim.
You're right.
It is so true. It is the best bug spray. Stand up to it, y'all.
Right.
Look this person in the eye. Speak your truth. They will go running somewhere else.
We the people must stand up and take our country back. That's all it is. And I'm not talking about a call to arms. I'm talking about get involved. Know what you're talking about, and the truth is your best weapon, as Paloma has stated here. Just use the truth. Get the truth out there.
Look at Mark Robinson.
Yes.
Look at Mark Robinson, a man who, had not done many public appearances at all, is my understanding of the folklore surrounding now the legend, Mark Robinson. He stands up. Someone gets it on video, and he was just possessed by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He stood up to be counted. He spoke his truth.
And to this day, he is not back down or recanted.
No.
I mean, he stands firm.
No.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Folks, I hope you listen to our sponsors' advertisements and take the time to go and visit them and thank them for their loyalty in sponsoring the radio show. It's because of them that we're able to continue to do this. And it's because of listeners like you that support our sponsors. So like to say we have some of the most conservative sponsors there are, and I think you will enjoy doing business with them. Well, we're just about to run out of time here, so here at CCTA Wake Up Call, we try to find guest speakers that are knowledgeable of local political activities, what our elected representatives are doing. We often bring in elected representatives to give you updates on what's going on as far as legislation and local issues. We also have speakers that come in and talk about national issues, and we just are trying the best we can to inform you and educate you on what's going on in our country today and how you can get involved and help to make changes. And one of the best ways is to share the information that you get, share the truth. And we hope that we are pointing you in the right direction with a lot of the guest speakers that we have. We're particularly fond of the ones that can give us a little bit of history of where we came from, and those that can show us a clear path to where we need to be going in the future. And I think Paloma Capanna has been one of those that can do both. And we appreciate her taking the time to do this for us and spend some time with us.
Well, Paloma, we're about to run out of time here. Before we do, I want to promote the CCTA public business meeting that we have the third Tuesday of every month. And this month it'll be on the 18th. I'm going to give you three guesses if you can figure out who our special guest speaker is this month.
Donald Trump.
No, we couldn't get him.
Oh, Mark Robinson.
No, he's a later thing.
Would you settle for me?
Well, we're having to scrape the bottom of the barrel, I understand. But yes, we will settle for you. Our speaker for the 18th of this month is Paloma Capanna. What can we expect? More of what you've been sharing with us today?
So what I would like to do is do a session on how to get to the United States Supreme Court. We're going to talk about famous cases of individual people, including my clients, and how they made it all the way to the nation's high court. I want to restore your faith that justice is there to be had if you will stand up and be counted.
Great. I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I will be able to be there. I've taken on a new position here in Craven County, so my time is being dominated by that right now. But hopefully I'll be able to make it to the meeting and get to see you there again. Anyway, thanks for today's show, all you've shared with us. Looking forward to third Tuesday of the month, the 18th, downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom, Paloma Capanna, again, our special guest speaker for that night. You can find out more about CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, by going to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. That's our website, and we post there often. Also, visit our sponsors and tell them you appreciate them sponsoring our show and that you heard about them on our show. So have a good evening. Join us again next week for CCTA Wake Up Call.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.